Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes. Nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh, yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
In living color, it's me, Snarf Dude.
It is indeed, and myself is Daffodil.
Welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. I just said that. Oh, I'm so used to saying my name here, I'm sorry. You know my name. You know what we're here for, right?
We're here for the wacky, the warped, and the weird this week.
Yeah, and guess what, Daffodil?
What?
You're gonna put on your winter coat and gee whiz and get those skis on. We got to get out in the cold and enjoy ourselves.
I don't ski.
Oh, toboggan maybe?
I could consider a toboggan, but I do not ski.
Well, I don't ski either, but you know what I like? The ski lodge.
I also like the
drinking,
ski lodge.
Drinking hot chocolate and all that stuff and just acting like I'm going skiing. And we're going to put on an album that's all about skiing.
Okay.
Songs of the Skiers. Yeah.
That's so strange, but that's so us.
I know. I don't get it either. And on top of that, why would you want to play a song about a city called Moose Jaw?
Because it has a funny name, so that means it's going to be a funny song?
I ponder why. Well, we'll play it a little later on. You can figure out then. But we're starting off this way. Oh, wow, look, sauerkraut.
The Guckenheimer Sauerkraut Band.
Yeah, sauerkraut. And they're going to sing some oompa music, I believe.
I like oompa music.
We got Drink My Darling or Drink Mein Liebling. Is that how you say that?
Drink Mein Liebling, yes.
But we're starting off with a Hamburger Waltz right here on...
Yep, it's definitely Cheese Please.
Thank you. When it comes to handling manure, you need dependable equipment. Equipment that will work for you the year round in good weather and in bad weather when the snow flies. With this system, you get a full load every time. Bucket bottom and back are curved to ensure clean dumping. It's smooth and clean in appearance. Built to give you many years of dependable service.
With the Guggenheimer Sauerkraut Band and Drink Me Liebling, Drink My Darling, from the Oktoberfest from Heck, I think.
It is definitely the Oktoberfest from the bottom of the barrel.
And before that, the Guggenheimer Sauerkraut Band and Hamburger Waltz. That was a little easier on the ears.
Yes, it was definitely, I'm not sure how many beer they had before they sang that, but obviously one too many.
Just a bit. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. And now, put on your skis as we go a-skiing. Well, not exactly, but, you know, in a sort of a virtual sense. I can't believe this came out, Daffodil. An album totally dedicated to skis.
The fact that there are enough songs about skiing to fill an album.
Oh, for crying out loud. Yeah, there is. Songs of the Skiers, the Blazers and Yodeling Guides from 1960. They actually put this out.
It's interesting.
Oh, wow. We've got Hop Sa Sa coming up a little later on. We've got a medley. You'll love this. She'll be skiing down the mountain. Wham went the skier. Ooh, that's...
That sounds painful.
Man on a new pair of skis coming up shortly with the Blazers and Yodeling Guides. But we're going to start off with the winter song because, you know, skiing, winter, you can't do it in the summer, right?
Water skiing.
I'm not talking about that. That's not real skiing, Daffodil.
It is on water.
No, it isn't. You got to have snow. Well, I know. What do I know, right?
Have you ever been skiing?
No. I've just seen it on TV.
I went once.
Oh. How did that go?
I'm afraid of heights.
Oh.
They took me up to the top of the mountain. I looked down to the bottom of the mountain, and then I sat in the snowbank, and they had to send a snowmobile up to take me to the bottom.
Oh.
And then I spent the rest of the day in the lodge drinking hot chocolate.
Well, there was a good thing, but let's get into the ski songs with the winter song on...
Cheese, Please!
Oh, a song by the fire with a chum by your side. Oh, a song by the fire with your heart open wide. Oh, a song!
Oh, a song.
Wailing at the doorways, and the snow drifts deep along the road, and the ice gnomes are marching from their doorways, and the great white cold walks abroad. Zoom, 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 zoom. But here by the fire we defy frost and storm. Aha, we are warm, and we have our heart's desire.
And gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you.
She'll be skiing down the mountain when she skis. She'll be skiing down the mountain when she skis. She'll be skiing down the mountain, kicking snow up like a fountain, making sense marks beyond counting when she skis. She will wear a sweater classy when she skis. She will wear a sweater classy when she skis. She will wear a sweater classy, draped up on her Quaker chassis, this refrigerated lassie when she skis. Said he'd never ski again, but now he skis without a fear. To the doctor. He floats down the slopes with the greatest of ease, the daring young man on the new pair of skis. His actions are graceful, all girls he does please, and the love he has stolen
away. This maid that I loved, she was handsome, and a kind all I knew her to please. But I never could please her one quarter so well as the man on the new pair of skis. Oh, he floats down the slopes with the greatest of ease. The daring young man on the new pair of skis. His actions are graceful, all girls he does please. And my love he has stolen away.
Keys, please. Man, I kind of wonder if Mitch Miller's involved in this.
It kind of has that tone, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? That's the medley. She'll be skiing down the mountain. Wham! Went the skier. Man on a New Pair of Skis by the Blazers and Yodeling Guides. And before that, the same troupe turned out Winter Song. As we profile the album Song of the Skiers by the Blazers and Yodeling Guides. Here we go.
Yes.
On the show this week. And, you know, I'm getting into... I need a story, Daffodil. That last one made me feel pretty good. And, like, I got to get into this ski. I can have skis on. I'm here in the bunker. I'm nice and warm. I need a story.
I like cross-country skiing.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, that's fine.
Because it's flat.
Yeah. And it's
there's no big tall mountains
it's
involved.
It's sort of
there's
like,
no going really fast involved.
Yeah, and it's sort of like you're walking on snowshoes, only with skis, right?
No, you're not walking because you're gliding.
Oh, gliding.
And then you have poles to help pull.
Oh, okay.
It's much... Snowshoes is very labor-intensive.
Oh, okay.
There are some in the back room. If you want to try snowshoeing, we can do that.
I'd have to go outside, right?
Yes.
It's cold out there.
Yes.
I don't want to do that.
Yes.
But you had a... ski story, right?
I did. I said okay. I like cross-country skiing.
That's your story?
That's the only story I have.
Oh, come on. Come on. Give me a good story. You know, like, you got on your cross-country skis, and all of a sudden this big bear came behind you, and you had
no.
to, like, glide, and then,
no.
then you found the cliff, and you almost went down the cliff, but you managed to get around the cliff and away from the cliff and away from the bear, and that's how you survived.
That's a pretty good story.
Oh, thank you. I never thought of that. Yeah, that is pretty good.
It's not true, but it's still a good story.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Thank you. Anyway, let's get back to the music. We're ending off our tribute to this album with the Blazers and Yodeling Guides once again with Hop Sa Sa. Right
that
here
sounds
on?
Sounds odd. Right here on Cheese Please.
When your skiing day is done, hold your hoo-hoo, hold your hoo-hoo. You'll sing and yodel and have some fun, hold your hoo-hoo-doo-doo. And you'll go one, two, whoop-sa-sa. Hold your hoo-hoo, hold your hoo-hoo. Your booty-doo-doo. Whoop-sa-sa.
And you'll go one, two, up.
Please, with the yodeling guides taking the lead on Hop Sasa, we had to get some yodeling in here somewhere.
We need yodeling.
We need it. And it's the whole thing about the Alps, you know, and the big St. Bernard dogs carrying the jug of booze to the stranded skiers.
Yes.
That's a jug of booze, right? Is that, that's what that is? It's not hot chocolate.
No, the dogs bring booze.
I just wanted to check. That's what I always knew.
Yes.
And you know, the St. Bernards, I don't know, they don't use, like, Dobermans or...
No, St. Bernards.
Why is it they're big dogs, maybe?
They're also, they have big feet, so they can walk on the snow.
I get that. That's what I think. Skiing, Alps, big dogs. Where else would you hear that on Cheese Please? My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and definitely Cheese Please.
Oh, geez, you know, I just... You really want to go skiing, Daffodil?
No. It's cold out.
I know that, but you want to make sure... You sure?
Yes.
Even if we take a big vat of a big gallon, 4 gallons worth of hot chocolate or something?
No. It's more fun to watch than it is to do.
Okay, well, it's that time, isn't it?
It is. Quick.
And now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Because it's Moose Jaw.
Yes.
That's why.
Yes, Moose Jaw is the fourth largest city in the province of Saskatchewan in Canada.
Saskatchewan. That's where Super Dave Osborne got his fur, right?
Yes.
You ever see that, Super Dave Osborne? Saskatchewan seal fur. The daredevil Super Dave Osborne. You don't remember that? Oh, jeez.
Not entirely sure how they could have seals in the middle of the prairies, but anyway.
I don't know. I don't know. I just saw it on YouTube.
But there is a river, so maybe.
I saw it on YouTube one time. Anyway, they had a special song for the city of Moose Jaw circa 1970, and we found it. For good or for bad?
Probably for bad, but we're going to play it anyway.
Where are we going to play it, Daffodil?
Right here on Cheese Please.
With the Moose Jaw Sing Out Group and the Moose Jaw song, Moose Jaw Band Capital of North America theme song is what it's actually called.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's got a high school band feel, doesn't it?
It does.
Oh, wow.
You can just see them marching down the middle of Main Street.
Yeah, just from the high school down the street, you know?
Yep.
Oh, just got that hometown feel, I guess.
Moose Jaw is... a very small city, so yeah.
So that sums up why we wanted to play that. It's
because
just fun.
It's fun and different, and after all the cold skiing songs. It's nice and lively.
And gets you up off your chair, and I saw you moving your hands around and all that stuff.
It's hard not to.
Yeah?
It's hard not to.
Well, after going through that whole cold ski thing, yeah, you gotta warm up somehow.
Exactly.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have once again reached the end of another mind-numbing episode of Cheese Please.
Okay, listener, look at, if you can do that, if you can hear me, look at your ears in the mirror.
Make sure they're not bleeding.
Yes, make sure they're not bleeding, because I can understand why they may be bleeding, because you're listening to our show every week.
We're not that bad.
Well.
Not every week. Some weeks, yes, but not every week.
You sure?
Yes.
Well, we haven't had hate mail in a while, so that's probably good.
Yes, we don't get hate mail very often anymore.
We don't get
less
hate
bickering.
Mail.
Less bickering means less hate mail.
Yeah, true. It's time to open my bunker thing.
Yes.
There
quick.
We go. Yeah. Whoa. Here it comes. Okay, flip up the door. And
pull out the tube.
Open it, the tube, and here's the paper, and it says, oh boy, there's a tongue twister. Sister Susie sews shirts for soldiers.
Sister Susie Sewing Shirts for Soldiers.
Sorry.
By Billy Murray.
From 1915. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
Kitchen on a singer. There's miles and miles of flannel on the floor and up the stairs. And Father says it's rotten getting mixed up with the cotton and sitting on the needles that she leaves upon the chairs. And should you knock at our street door, Ma whispers, come inside. Then when you ask where Susie is, she says with loving pride, Sister Susie sewing shirts for soldiers. Such skill at sewing shirts our shy young Sister Susie shows. Some soldiers send epistles, say they'd sooner sleep in thistles than the saucy soft short shirts for soldiers Sister Susie sews. Forgot to tell you that our sister Susie's married, and when she isn't sewing shirts, she's sewing other things. Then little sister Molly says, oh, sister's bought a dolly. She's making all the clothes for it with pretty bows and strings. Says Susie, don't be silly, as she blushes and she sighs. Then mother smiles and whispers with a twinkle in her eyes, Sister Susie sewing shirts for soldiers. Such skill at sewing shirts our shy young Sister Susie shows. Some soldiers send epistles, say they'd sooner sleep in thistles than a saucy soft short shirt for soldiers Sister Susie sews. Well, I'm glad that's off my chest. Now I'd like to have everybody join in the chorus. It isn't as hard as it sounds. Not nearly as difficult as Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers or she sells seashells by the seashore. But you must be sober before you try it. Come now, all together. Sister Susie sewing shirts for soldiers. Such skill at sewing shirts our shy young Sister Susie shows. Some soldiers send epistles, say they'd sooner sleep in thistles than the saucy soft short shirts for soldiers Sister Susie sews.
Your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread